This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 8th, 2022. The Federal Communications Commission will retire the legacy version of its commission registration system, known as CORS, on July 15, 2022. CORS is the FCC's public-facing database that enables and tracks certain types of FCC applicant actions, including amateur radio applications and licenses. Its implementation has enabled routine amateur applications and licenses to be issued overnight instead of over weeks, as was the case with all of the earlier methods. ARRL is advising that the amateur radio community transition to the updated version of CORS just as soon as possible. In effect, the new CORS system can be thought of as an electronic interactive file folder. The updated version of CORS has been available since 2016, and now its use will be mandatory for all amateur licensees when submitting amateur-related applications. So starting July 15, 2022, the Legacy CORS website will redirect users to the Commission's updated CORS site. Although some functionalities in the old system will continue to work for a short time, the FCC has urged all users to transition to the updated CORS system to take advantage of its enhanced security and functionality. You have to register with the FCC. If you do not have an FCC CORS user account, you'll need to create one with a unique username, a valid email address, and password. Then after creating the account, you'll be logged in, and you should associate your existing FRN or FRNs, if you have more than one, with that new account. Instructions for doing so are on the FCC Registration Help page. Your FRN is printed on all current applications and licenses, and that will not change. FRNs can also be found by looking up your call sign in the Commission's ULS, that's the Universal Licensing System, or you can use the FCC's Advanced Search page. ARRL VEC Manager Maria Soma, AB1FM, recommends viewing the videos Getting Started with the New CORS, which explains how to register for a CORS username and account, and associating an FRN to a username, which instructs legacy CORS users on how to link one or more existing FRNs to a username. The FCC CORS registration instructions can also be found on the ARRL website. Makani In'o is Hawaiian for big wind and the name of the AERS upcoming emergency hurricane communications drill for the islands. The drill will access the ability of amateur radio operators to establish emergency radio communications in the event of a severe infrastructure failure due to hurricane-like conditions. In addition to testing two-way radio communications, the drill will also use WindLink, global radio email, to send and receive messages from surrounding islands and participating agencies. Radio operators will first use radio, then they'll send simulated digital messages using WindLink for reports and requests for assistance. Hawaii AERS Public Information Officer Michael Miller, KH6ML, said that with this drill, they're also trying to increase the level of participation so that all operators have the chance to develop the skill sets for real-world situations. Miller also added it's important for younger or new amateur radio operators to know they can use their digital skills in emergency situations. And he said he'll be sending after-action reports to participating agencies such as the National Weather Service and the American Red Cross to help improve communications using amateur radio technology. This is the second statewide drill conducted by Hawaii Aries in 2022. Makani In'o begins Saturday, July 16th from 9 a.m. till noon, Hawaii Standard Time. The ARRL Foundation Board of Directors has approved the recipients of the 2022 ARRL Foundation Scholarships as recommended by the Scholarship Committee. Foundation scholarships totaling $921,250 will be awarded to 139 deserving radio amateurs pursuing higher education. Individual scholarship awards range from $500 to $25,000. Applications for the 2023 ARRL Foundation Scholarships are expected to open on October 2022. More information about the ARRL Foundation Scholarship Program is available at www.arrl.org. You can look at scholarship program there. The ARRL Foundation administers programs to support the amateur radio community and was established in 1973 by ARRL. The full list of scholarship awards and recipients can be found in the complete story on ARRL News. In AMSAT News this week from Bruce Page, KK5DO, with summer upon us, it's a great time to incorporate a vacation or weekend travel when operating from another grid or state. And whether your preference is high frequency or satellites or both, you can take a rig with you and play your favorite pastime while enjoying some new scenery. There are many hams that travel for work and take a satellite rig and antenna along with them. Several even have jobs aboard ships and operate from those rare water grids. If you're going to take a trip, be sure to let us know if you will be on the satellites. All you need to do is drop a quick email to Paul, ke0pbr@gmail.com. That's ke0pbr@gmail.com. And let him know when, where, and what satellites you plan on using. He'll post it on the AMSAT.org webpage. If you're not able to schedule exactly which satellites you'll be on, don't worry, though. Just give Paul your Twitter name and post on Twitter when you're going to be on. Also, you can earn the AMSAT Rover Award. Check AMSAT.org, click on Services, then the Rover Award to see all the qualifications there. Enjoy your trip and give out that new grid or state for someone. The 41st Annual ARRL and Taper Digital Communications Conference, DCC, will be held this September 16th through the 18th, 2022, in Charlotte, North Carolina. Last year's conference was held virtually due to COVID-19 concerns, but this year's three-day event will be held at the Hilton Charlotte Airport Hotel. The DCC is for everyone, beginners and experts alike, with an interest in all forms of digital communications. The official call for technical papers has been issued, and general topic areas include, but are not limited to, software-defined radio, that's SDR, digital voice, digital satellite communications, digital signal processing, HF digital modes, adapting IEEE 802.11 systems for amateur radio, global positioning systems, GPS, automatic positioning reporting system, that's APRS, Linux and amateur radio, AX.25 updates, internet operability with amateur radio networks, TCP/IP networking over amateur radio, mesh and peer-to-peer wireless networking, and emergency and homeland defense digital communications and amateur radio. Authors can submit their papers for this year's conference by email to ARRL Production Coordinator Maddie Weinberg, she's KB1EIB, at mweinberg@arrl.org. The deadline is September 1st, 2022. The conference papers will be published exactly as submitted. The authors will retain all rights and do not need to be present at the conference, and all papers will be distributed to DCC attendees. Printed copies will be available for sale at Lulu, www.lulu.com. More information about Taper, tomorrow's ham radio technology today, can be found at their website. The ARRL DX Advisor Committee, known as DXAC, recently appointed John Sweeney, K9EL, as the new Central Division Representative. Sweeney replaces Jim O'Connell, W9UW, who served for over 20 years on the committee. The committee also appointed Central Director Carl Lutzelswabd, K9LE, to Board Liaison, who replaces Delta Division Director David Norris, K5UZ. The ARRL DXAC addresses and advises the ARRL Board on issues concerning the DX Century Club program. That's Amateur's Radio Premier Award that hams can earn by confirming on-air contacts with a minimum of 100 countries. The DXAC is composed of representatives from each ARRL division, a representative from Radio Amateurs of Canada, an ARRL Board Liaison, the Staff Liaison, and Administrative Liaison. To learn more about DXAC and representatives in each division, visit the www.arrl.org/DX Advisory Committee and click on Contact Us. A reminder to get on the air this weekend, July 9th and 10th, for the IARU HF World Championship. You can have fun searching the IARU Membership Society headquarters stations on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 meters. That contest begins at 1200 UTC on Saturday, July 9th, and ends at 1159 UTC on Sunday, July 10th. You can check out the rules and set a goal right now. IARU President Tom Elan, VE6SH, will operate from contest station VE7UF as VE6SH/7. Look also for Vice President Ole Garpested, LA2RR, and Secretary Joel Harrison, W5ZN, operating from their home stations. You can see all the rules at the IARU website. And in radio contesting, of course, we just mentioned the IARU HF World Championship. That's CW and phoned for July 9th and 10th. Also for July 9th and 10th, the SKCC Weekend Summer Sprintathon. That's a CW. July 10th, the QRP ARCI Summer Homebrew Sprint. CW there. July 11th, Four States QRP Group. Second Sunday, CW and phoned. July 11th, the OK1CI Memorial. CW. On July 13th, the A1 Club AWT, that's a CW there. And on July 13th, the 432 VHF UHF FT8 Activity Contest. And on July 13th, the RSGB 80 Meter Club Championship, single sideband and phone. So upcoming state and section conventions you might want to know about. July 15th through the 17th, the Glacier Waterston Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Montana State Convention. That's in Essex, Montana. July 22nd through the 23rd, Ham Holiday 22 hosting the ARRL Oklahoma Section Convention in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. July 30th through the 31st, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention in Sutton, West Virginia. And on August 6th and 7th in Cedar Valley, it's the Cedar Valley ARC Tech Fest hosting the ARRL Iowa State Convention. That's in Central City, Iowa. And a special thanks to these clubs for airing the ARRL audio news in San Diego, California, San Diego Six Shooters, KG6TDP, and in Los Angeles, California, the Tri-County Amateur Radio Association, K6AGF. Thanks in 73.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.